The Confession musical hits theaters this month, based on the New York Times best-selling book series, The Heritage of Lancaster County, by Lancaster County native Beverly Lewis, who we are honored to feature on today's Afternoon Drive. Lancaster County greetings and welcome, Beverly Lewis.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Lisa. It's just a joy.
Beverly, you have had an incredible career, and we are so proud that you're a native Lancastrian. Can you share a bit about your background for listeners and readers who maybe never made that connection?
Well, I was born in Lancaster at General Hospital, and my dad was an Assembly of God pastor, and he had made a lot of friends with Amish. I don't know if it was the connection with my grandmother on my mother's side, who was actually excommunicated from her old order Mennonite church and community, and then eventually shunned, that got me very interested in the Amish culture and some of their, the Mennonites too, and some of their more private practices, I guess you would say, courting rituals and some shunning and things like that. So when I actually started writing stories when I was 9 years old, we lived just across the road from a huge Amish farm in Neffsville. And anyway, when I began doing research for my novel, The Shunning, that was my first book for adults. I had written almost 60 books for children and teen girls by that time. But I really wanted to visit with or stay with Amish, and I did two summers, and tried to just get as much of the accurate truth. You know, you hear about the Blue Gate myth. I know that's not even true, but I wanted to get all the things that I'd heard growing up and find out if they were true. So that was a big, big, exciting part of my time doing research for The Shunning and The Confession, which is a sequel, and The Reckoning, a sequel to that. And I loved growing up in Lancaster County. I loved the conservative aspect of it at the time. All the farmland. My dad was an organic farmer before that was a hippie cool thing to do. He didn't spray his, you know, vegetables or anything, and we were always out picking potato bugs. We'd get one penny per potato bug that we'd pick, my sister and myself. And it was kind of an idyllic life, I guess you'd say. We'd get snowed in the winter, and we'd go sledding, and it was just a great time to be out in rural Lancaster. We still love going as often as we can. We have many relatives there and friends. So that's just kind of it in a nutshell.
So what did you think when you were approached about having the Heritage of Lancaster County books turned into a musical?
I was shocked. And I told my husband, I said, I think we need to sit down. It was so surprising because we had actually agreed for Hallmark to do 4 movies based on my adult novels. But hearing that there was an amazing woman named Martha Bolton who had written script for Bob Hope and was an Emmy Award winner, and that she was excited to take 3 novels of mine and condense it into a musical. And then as soon as we went to opening night, the miracle of the whole thing just evolved. You know, it came to life for Dave and me, my husband. I can't tell you how excited we were, and now to know that it's in film and going to be out there for even more people, there's just something about the story, the appeal of Katie Lapp, based on my grandmother, who has to know why was she given up, which is typical for adoptees, but also to find her birth mother if she can. Her birth mother is ailing and not doing well. She wants to find her before she dies. The movie is so relatable. I mean, haven't we all experienced being ousted or excluded, even maybe some would say they were shunned in some respects? It just meets your need. It just meets you and shows the powerful aspects of redemption. And it's just plain enjoyable. It really is.
Well, it is so great to hear your thoughts and that you love it and you're so excited because, you know, someone else takes your idea and your words, and it's, to a degree, their interpretation. So I have to ask, so Katie Lapp, does she look like what you pictured in the books?
Well, I guess I'll just tell you that in the book, she's redheaded. kind of auburn-haired. And the girl that plays Katie Lapp so well in the musical movie, she has a little more blonde to her, which is fine, because it's not discussed or talked about in the musical, and it's not really important. I got the idea that I hadn't seen, and I know a lot of Amish, I hadn't really seen any redheaded Amish. Maybe strawberry blonde, a little auburn, but not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that would be a sort of a signal to the reader that maybe she wasn't born to Rebecca and Samuel Lapp. And then, of course, as the story evolves, we find out that she wasn't. But this secret was kept from her for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's just kind of a side note.
Well, I understand now the play hits the theaters. It's a movie in theaters February 20th. Let's talk about that. And what are your hopes as more people experience this story?
Well, I hope they are, like I was at the end, I hope that they feel like they're laughing along with a song called What a Mess. Maybe brushing tears away at the showstopper, Where Are You? Which I tell you is enthralling, if not heartbreaking. It's a trio sung by Katie Lapp, her Amish mama, Rebecca Lapp, and her birth mother, Laura Mayfield. And the three of them have such amazing blend. It is so amazing. I love that particular song. Another one is My Heart Has Found a Home. And that song gets in your head, and you're still kind of humming it when you leave the show. It was for me anyway.
I see that John Schneider is in it. We know he knows how to sing from other musicals. And Shonda Pierce in this as well.
Yes. John has a beautiful voice, and he's very seasoned. He's been on Broadway, of course, before. He brings a very strong depiction of Dylan Bennett, who's kind of the one antagonist in the story. He's the one non-Amish antagonist. There's other forces that come against Katie in the Amish community. But yeah, he actually becomes quite like my Dylan Bennett in my mind. And Shonda Pierce is just, you just laugh so hard. She's just, well, she was a born comedian, I think. I mean, God has used her in many ways to, you know, when you're laughing, your heart opens up and you can receive truth. And she certainly does that. She does that in so many ways. The inflections in her face, her eyes, sometimes she doesn't have to say a word, but it just cracks you up. It's so great. I love her.
Well, Beverly, this has been so fun. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today. The Confession Musical in theaters February 20th. And Beverly, where do we go for more information on the film?
The movie will be shown in select theaters, so be sure to go to ConfessionMusicalMovie.com. That's three words, ConfessionMusicalMovie.com. Simply type in your zip code. It'll tell you where you can go and see this movie in your area. And also it'll give you ticket information too.
Well, Beverly, thank you so, so much. And we look forward to February 20th.
Yes, thank you so much, Lisa.